The U.S. ag industry is facing some major challenges, but there are programs and ways to help out the U.S. economy. I'm Keith Weinberg with your Farm News Update. Jed Bauer is the president of the National Corn Growers Association. He's a farmer producer from Washington Courthouse, Ohio. Jed is currently attending Commodity Classic in San Antonio, and we talked about some of those highlights for himself, maybe priorities, as he looks at that Jed's crystal ball.
Immediately what comes to the top is farmer profitability. You know, we all understand that there's ups and downs in agriculture. Many of us have dealt with it numerous times throughout our careers. So to me personally, that comes right to the top. Now, obviously, there's a few ways to deal with that, and national corn growers are primed and ready to do it.
And of course, one of the bright lights would be our value-added products.
You know, one of the things that we've been talking about for years is increasing that demand to ethanol from an E10 blend up to an E15 blend. Of course, as you're hearing, we really hope the leader brings that out this week. Senate leader, I speak up. We're really getting some good traction on that. It's a shame we've been battling it for over a decade, and the farms have to get in the situation that they're in order for Congress to realize the importance of getting this done.
Jed pointed out that most consumers and producers really don't understand the full value of our value-added products, like ethanol.
What a lot of growers might not know is, so every percent point we raise that blend from an E10 up, every point is about 450 million bushels of grind. So if we truly can get to the E15, which unfortunately won't happen overnight, it'll take a little while to build that up. That's going to be additional 2.5 billion bushels of grind.
And that's real bushels.
It truly is.
Our thanks to the South Dakota Corn Utilization Council for helping us with today's report. With your Farm News Update, I'm Keith Weinberg.